Dear Radio
has pleasure of being in touch with Malika Peru. She is a member of Friends of the Earth France. Malika, first of all, welcome to Real World Radio.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Malika, you have been participating the last week in the World Social Forum in Tunis, and we wanted to know in what kind of activities, workshops, demonstrations, whatever, you took part there in the World Social Forum.
Okay, so I was mostly there to to follow the activities around climate, because we know that France will host the next COP21 in Paris in December 2015. And as Friends of the Earth France, we are really involved in the preparation of this conference. So I was there to attend an international meeting we organized with all civil society organizations from everywhere in the world. We had like 150 participants, and we were discussing about mobilization to Paris for before, during and after Paris, because the mobilization won't start in Paris. Then I also organized some workshops on same issues, but mostly on the influence of the corporations on climate policy and how citizen mobilization can counteract this influence. But the World Social Forum was also the opportunity to support the local struggles, and especially the struggles around shale gas. And we signed a declaration supporting the struggle against shale gas in Algeria. And also the Tunisian context. So we went to two demonstrations, one demonstration at the beginning of the World Social Forum, which was really strong and powerful. You know, it was just after the terrorist attacks, and people were really claiming for democracy and freedom. And then also we went to a demonstration for Palestine.
Okay, I understand, Malika. I would like to ask you just a few questions about the process towards the COP in Paris and the people's activities which are being organized at the same time by the French coalition. But first of all, you said that you took part in the preparation of an activity there in the World Social Forum, talking about the influence of corporations in the climate politics. What exactly were the main topics or the main issues that you set up in this activity?
Well, we were showing how big corporations are really influencing the governments at all levels, at the national, regional, and international levels. And because the influence of the corporations isn't only during COPs, but also before, at these different levels. And but we were also talking about the French context and how there is a high risk to have a nuke COP after the cool COP we had in Warsaw, because, you know, regarding the French context on the energy, nuclear is for France a big issue. And also the fact that the COP will be in France will be highly sponsored by the private sector, and especially big companies like EDF, GDF.
Okay. Sorry.
We were also talking about how to mobilize and how to build strategies and mobilization strategies to really try to balance the power.
Okay, Malika, referring to this meeting that you said at the beginning of the interview, talking about the participation of 150 people in this meeting in which the French organizations which are organizing the social movements and social organizations participation in the during the COP21, what would you say to us about the meeting there in which so many people took part? What can we know about that? What can the people know about the agreements that you had in the meeting or the most important steps towards Paris that the social movements and organizations are agreed to have from now on?
Yeah, so one of the main outcomes of this meeting is especially that the key dates of mobilizations and a beginning of narrative on what we will be mobilized for. So, but maybe before, just to give you little elements of context. So in France, we have launched a coalition 1 year and a half ago that gathers social movements, trade unions, big NGOs on environment, but also on development and youth, and a really diverse range of organizations, and we started to work at the national level, but really quickly we started also to connect with other regions in order to prepare all together the mobilization. So that was the context of the structure of the organization of this meeting, and I think what gathers us is the idea that we had COP during the last 21 years, and but the situation is going worse and worse, and what we need is really to change the balance of power, and for that we need mobilization, but not only mobilization focused on the UNFCCC process, but mobilization that really show the connection of all the struggles everywhere in the world and show the systemic dimension of climate change. And so this mobilization, and when we think about how and when to be mobilized, we really think it as a process that started in Lima, that goes during the year, that will go in Paris, and that will go much more beyond Paris. And what we decided for this year and the Paris moment is that we will have several key dates of mobilization. And the most important to know is that we want to be mobilized on the 28th and 29th of November, the weekend just before the COP, and to organize mass mobilizations in capital cities to express people's demands. Then, during the 2 weeks of the COP, we will have like an escalation of mobilization with several activities like sensibilization activities like the Pinocchio Awards, the International Pinocchio Awards we want to organize, but also a lot of actions and direct actions targeting the corporate power, for instance. And then we will mobilize massively at the end of the COP. And that is a bit unusual. Usually we used to mobilize at the middle weekend during the 2 weeks of the COPs. But now what we want to do is really to be mobilized at the end to show that we go beyond the UNFCCC process and that we represent the people's power. And we will stay mobilized at national levels in the next year. But before that, there is also a road to Paris with key mobilization dates. So, for instance, in Europe, there is the 30 and 31st of May, just before the G7 in Germany and the Bonn session, we will have a big mobilization on to denounce the responsibles of climate change and the problems. Then we will have a mobilization in September, the 26th and 27th of September. This mobilization will be based on people alternatives and people solutions. At the international level, it will fit in the 2 weekends of actions in the Reclaim Power process. So the 26th and 27th will be on alternatives, and then the 9th and 10th of October, it will be a weekend on dirty energy. Then there is a mobilization on October 16, on because it's a World Food Day. Then there will be a mobilization in November, on the 10th of November, because it's so a big mobilization on the impacted on the people impacted by climate change, because it's the 20th anniversary of murder of Kenwa Saro Wiwa, and also the second anniversary of the Typhoon Aiwan.